18 Travis County jobs are in jeopardy because Governor Abbott cut grant funds legally controlled by the Office of Governor to the county due to its decision to shield jailed illegal aliens from federal immigration law enforcement. Now U.S. Representative John Culberson of Texas 7th District is steering the federal government to look at funds received by Travis County. On its face, Travis County policy clearly appears to violate 8 U.S.C. 1373. I ask you, Acting Attorney General Sally Yates, to review this policy and to determine what actions to take if the policy's a violation. Culberson says that current law requires the Attorney General to take appropriate enforcement action against any entity that violates that law or which has in effect a statute, policy, or practice that prevents or hinders the enforcement of federal law, according to Breitbart. I was shocked at wealthy Travis County getting about $1.5 million in state grant money. I'd bet the federal figure's tremendously higher. As expected, much of the manipulative media thinks this unfair and tilts their stories to the oh, woe is us angle from Travis County's view. Remember all the talk about sheriffs and local law enforcement not enforcing possible new restrictive federal gun control? The issue is different due to the Second Amendment, but it's not different in how the left, media included, howled about how improper it would be to refuse to enforce federal law at the local level. You may all not be able to spell it, but I bet you can say hypocrisy. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.